Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the Chaser Report. It's the weekend, so we thought we'd put a little special treat into your feed, which is Wednesday's episode of Welcome to the Future. If you like this, we won't keep doing this forever, so if you really like this sort of episode, the Welcome to the Future, go and subscribe to it in your podcast app of choice on its own feed.
Yes. So we're spinning it off, basically. So the Chaser Report's going to keep being about the news of the day or whatever, or Charles's personal problems, whichever it happens to be. But the Welcome to the Future, we've been enjoying it so much we thought we'd make it a standalone thing. So we encourage you to subscribe to that by giving you this episode, which is all about the future of buildings. And let me tell you, they're building some batshit insane ones, mostly in Saudi Arabia. Hello and welcome to
Welcome to the Future.
That was a stupidly deep voice, Charles Firth, and I'm Dom Knight. And I've actually got some future to share with you today, Charles.
Oh, yeah.
Today we're talking about the future of buildings.
Oh, yes.
You know the thing that we're in right now in our podcast studio.
Oh, yes.
This could be a lot more expensive and a lot more ridiculous.
Oh, that sounds... Does it involve Bluetooth?
I suspect it does somewhere, but I'm not entirely sure how. Let's begin with the future of like large concert venues, and then we'll get to the future of the building itself.
Oh, wow. That does sound high tech.
Remember we talked about the ridiculous building happening in Saudi Arabia?
Oh, yeah.
Called The Line.
The Line.
170 kilometres long.
Made of glass.
Made of glass. And I think it's 400 metres wide and 500 metres tall. Update on that. And then that's not the only ridiculous building that the Saudis have planned.
Let me guess, it goes up.
470 kilometres, that's right. Not quite, but it is ridiculous. Let's begin, though, instead, with the future of concert venues. Now, you like going to see live music, don't you?
I love live music.
You also like Las Vegas because you're a trashy human being.
Yeah,
everyone likes Vegas. Well, Las Vegas is the home of the future of the concert, of the live event.
Oh, no.
It's a space called the MSG Sphere. Now, clearly...
is it a sort of Chinese takeaway? Like, is it a massive bain-marie?
Yeah, it gives you a massive gluten intolerance. That's right. No, it's so MSG, they've clearly just ignored the branding problem because MSG also stands for Madison Square Garden.
Oh, yeah.
As you know, the giant arena. Now, I went to Madison Square Garden once, and I, like much of America, I couldn't quite believe what a time warp it was back to the mid-'80s. Like, it seemed as though nothing had been renovated in that building since the Reagan administration.
Well, it's because there's something on every night. They wouldn't have time to renovate. Right.
But anyway, so MSG, this company, this amusingly named company, has decided that despite having this really dated, crappy old arena, they don't want to fix that. Instead, they want to build the MSG Sphere.
Right, so it's Madison Square Garden, Las Vegas style.
It is.
It's
the Venetian, which is this hilarious recreation of Venice. They've got like gondolas and canals. So they're no strangers to ridiculously expensive building projects. $1.865 billion. And it's coming online this year in Nevada. Now, if you were designing today, Charles, a new arena to put on gigs, big events as a draw card in Las Vegas, how would you deck it out?
I'd deck it out with not enough toilets. Because that's the key thing that you need in any stadium.
What they're doing is, you know how they have this amazing system set up called The Volume for filming The Mandalorian, where basically there's LED screens around in every direction.
So you don't actually have to turn up, like the performers don't have to turn up, they can just turn up on a screen.
Well,
is that
could.
The idea?
So the Sphere has screens on every surface inside the arena.
Because the whole problem with modernity is that there's not enough screens.
That's right. There's not enough screens.
You need more screens. And when you go out to a concert, you don't want to be looking at reality. Well, you want to be looking at more screens.
But the brilliant thing is, Charles, at the moment when you go to a concert, some fucking dipshit is holding their iPhone in between you and the event.
Yes.
Like they're holding every single thing. There's hundreds and hundreds of phones, and you can't actually see the artist because some shit is holding up the phone to get a bad video.
Don't we?
So you can't see it live.
We sound like old people.
Yes, but we're still right.
In my day, we didn't have screens.
But I've watched those videos, and they objectively suck. If they were recording good, I'd sort of understand.
Mm.
But they're ruining everyone's experience for a piece of shit. Anyway, they're going to have a 160,000 square foot wraparound LED display on the interior. So every single...
Behind...
In every direction. So you'll be sitting on the ground. It'll be in the round. So the performers will go in the middle.
Yeah.
Or potentially on the side.
So where does the screen fit? Because if
it's a sphere. So you're inside a sphere. You're inside a ball.
And the sphere is... Like so the screen is the wall and the ceiling.
The screen is everything. It's 16K.
The screen is everything.
Yeah, it is 16K by 16K.
It's got to be the name for this app.
Forget your 4K. Forget your 8K. This is 16K by 16K. And they want to transport
you
to the location.
What do you mean 16K by 16K?
I don't know what that means. It's just incredibly high resolution.
Oh, okay.
And so the aim
is... Well, you'd want it to be. It's like fucking 50 kilometers long, isn't it?
There are, guess how many speakers there are?
Three.
164,000 for spatial audio. And
I was only 163,997 off.
So the concept is when you're sitting there in the sphere, and this is the most delicious part of the experience, you feel as though you're not in Las Vegas. like the Venetians spent all this money to make you think you're in medieval Venice, and now you'll just imagine you're actually inside a television.
I wonder whether they'll have a Venice-based show.
Oh, I'm sure they would. What they'll do is have incredibly expensive, just like other parts of the real world that aren't Venice. Because that's what Las Vegas is. If you haven't been, like they've recreated Paris.
Yes.
New York. New York is a casino. There's heaps of casinos.
The ancient Egyptian one, the pyramid.
Yes, the pyramid. Caesar's Palace, ancient Rome.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's basically attempts to not
Luxor,
be in Vegas.
The Luxor,
that's right. So that's the aim. So it's actually worked amazingly well. So the concept is.
But can you hook your Bluetooth to it? Like, can somebody hijack it and like just airdrop?
Wouldn't that be amazing? airdrop porn. Airdrop a dick pic in 16 by 16K. So it not only does it have all these screens, it also has 4D capabilities, winds and scents. And here it comes in.
Winds.
It does. It can create a breeze.
Wow.
But actually natural. Like you won't need to leave it to feel you're in the real world.
Yes, yes. So what you can have is you can display a high resolution thing of.
Like the Grand Canyon.
Of a field.
Of a field, yeah.
A technology-less field. And you go.
Imagine we're in a world where you're in a field.
Yeah.
Field, field.
The scent of grass surrounds you.
And everyone's, you know, hay fever got sparked off. So it's incredible. So there's all this cooling everywhere as well. And they're going to use it for everything they can think of.
Yes.
There's going to be live performances, sports, gaming,
do they have
events.
Comedy shows? Like could we take Wankonomics there?
I think there'll be a lot of Wankonomics on display at this event, the MSG Sphere. Mm. So, Charles, not only are there giant wraparound screens on the inside of the building, there are also giant screens on the outside of the building.
So that they can pretend
that it doesn't exist.
That the people inside are having fun.
That's
so they can,
right.
they can
That's
show right. everyone inside that and just record crowds having fun and then pretend that
and getting value for money because I don't know what the tickets
are. So why would it be on the outside? It doesn't that feel like giving value to people who haven't paid?
No, it's not the same. I don't think the screens are as sort of high res, but it's basically going to be for advertising.
Oh,
so
right.
You'll drive past it on the way, I think, into Vegas.
I think the inside should be for advertising as well.
Definitely will be.
You should just go in and
have ads.
And have ads.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the Grand Prix is coming to Vegas later in the year for the first time and it will go past this thing. So they've already sold the ads on the outside of it for the Grand Prix. So it's going to be absolutely huge. Not only are they doing this, Charles.
Welcome to the future. Ads.
It's the largest spherical
better
thing
ads.
In the world. It's
more of them.
516 feet wide and it's
bigger ads.
20,000 getting these bigger ads. So it's a huge arena.
With breeze.
That's right.
With fart spells.
But they're going to build these things all over the world. They're building one in London.
Oh, we need one in Sydney.
Oh, surely. Yeah. Adelaide.
Actually, Brisbane. Yeah, it'll be Adelaide.
It'll be in Adelaide. Yeah.
People can pretend they're not in Adelaide.
The thing I like most of all.
Does it create good coffee?
It'll give you the illusion of good coffee.
An ad for good coffee.
So they'll be able to do like live events and so on. So you'll be able to be watching a gig in London that's coming live from
this arena or whatever. I told you this is so that performers don't have to go to Las Vegas.
But that's right. But they're also doing esports. I don't know if you saw recently, but at the Camp Nou, which is the Barcelona stadium, 90,000 people went to watch this Twitch soccer game that was full of like Twitch celebrities and a few famous soccer players.
Yes.
And it was full. Yes. So this is what people want now. They don't actually want regular sport.
No.
They want dorks from YouTube playing sport. And that's more entertaining than the real thing.
No, but it is. My kids watch esports.
There you go. So we should clearly become dorks from YouTube. Anyway, so they're building this thing, this amazing venue.
Yes.
And Charles, they have announced the first act to perform in the MSG Sphere. Who do you think, if you wanted to get a truly exciting artist of today, a true draw card to get people to come to the MSG Sphere, who would you get?
Well, it has to be Beyonce. You have to open it with Beyonce.
Imagine Beyonce,
yes,
only much less exciting. Household names, but I just saw this and I was like.
Okay. It'll be Eric Clapton.
You're closer, closer. You're just kind of going,
Okay, let me guess. He's still alive.
Okay, if I say to you, incredibly hackneyed, we're all sick to death of this band.
Oh, I think I know who you mean.
Who is it?
Is it Frente?
Not quite. No, if there's, because this is a band that loves being annoying with new technology. Like,
oh, no, is it U2?
It's U2.
It's
the band that gave every iPod customer in the world iPhone a free album that no one wanted. Everyone said, no, how do I delete this? But not only is it U2, Charles, not only is it U2 performing.
Are they going to force people to go to this?
Yeah. they're going to be there for a very long time.
Find themselves transported there.
They're like, I really want to see this Sphere. Oh, fuck, I've got to watch you too. Yeah. But not only is it.
They're going to be there for a long time.
They're doing a long residency in this space. Oh, not a one off.
No.
But they're not just performing their new music, they're performing their album, Achtung Baby.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
I don't know, from 30 years ago or something. So the most cutting edge event.
I'd see that.
Is this old band doing an old album. And, you know, they released this hilarious video where the Sphere flies around the world and, like, picks up different people from, like, you know, street kids from Lagos and like and the idea is that they all know U2's Achtung Baby, that somehow a 20-year-old will have heard of Achtung Baby. Anyway, so that's the most exciting entertainment event this year. U2, I think at the end of the year, performing in Vegas, some shitty old album. And I don't mind Achtung Baby.
I have booked my tickets.
You're so old. How are you only 1 year older than me?
No, to Adelaide to get away from
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, so that's the first building I wanted to mention.
Okay.
Now, Charles, you'll remember that a few podcasts ago, I think before you had Welcome to the Future as our tech spin-off, we talked about an incredible building in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, the line.
Part of their NEOM project.
Yes.
Bit of a report.
By the way, Dom, before we get into that, on Twitter, is every second ad you ever see for NEOM?
Yes. Yeah. I eventually said I'm not interested in this and it went away.
Oh, right.
And I think I've now got a death sentence, I think. Because I know it sounded exciting, this 170-kilometre long project.
And just to be clear, when we last talked about this, one of the scams was that you can, like, there's lots of jobs available to work on the NEOM project.
Yeah,
that's right. They're hiring essentially anyone from all around the world as experts. So it's very, very, if you want to get a $900,000 a year job that you only have to do for about a year and then you're rich, right?
Why aren't we doing the official podcast of the line?
You should just go and get a job in Saudi Arabia. The only drawback being you have to work with MBS, who sounds like an absolute tyrant.
Yes, I mean, you may think that, but Charles is putting all this behind him, okay?
Yeah, okay.
I want to update you on the line.
So and MBS being the crown prince.
Mohammed bin Sultan.
The guy who chopped up that Washington Post journalist Khashoggi and
with a bone saw.
With a bone.
Okay. Yeah. So this is from Engadget, and yeah. I mean, it sounds like an amazing futuristic paradise. 170 kilometers long. It's got glass walls. You know, yes. Five minute walk from everywhere.
Well, except for the places that are 170 kilometers away.
Yes, surely. That's right. But for everything you could want, schools, health, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
The whole point.
Because I think the point is it's only 400 meters wide.
That's right.
It?
Yeah. It's very narrow. Yeah. But the main point is that when you're in it, you don't feel like you're in Saudi Arabia. That's the basic idea.
Right.
And according to Nelson's heritage.
They should put it in Las Vegas.
They probably will.
Yeah.
So here's an update from Engadget. And let's just say the few little issues have crept into the megacity. The first is that. It turns out that the place, if you're going to build a 170-kilometre long building, you end up displacing a whole lot of tribes that have been there for a very, very long time. And it hasn't always gone so well.
Those who have dared to speak out against the government's plans or refused to give up their homes have been harassed and abducted by Saudi security forces, arrested, or in some cases killed. For example, Abdul Rahim Al-Hawati, a prominent Hawatat activist, was killed by police in April of 2020 after posting videos on social media trying to raise awareness of the forced displacement.
So it's important to note that even though they've built this futuristic city, you can still be killed in it by MBS's security forces, which we were suggesting this is a joke, by the way, when we were talking about it before.
Yeah.
It's just already happening.
Just to understand, so to sort of build this place, they've got to actually just get rid of the people who are already living there.
All these people.
And so they're just killing them.
But they've rejected. The easy solution to the problem is to just kill them.
Well, I must say, Dom, I think that that's just a sensible policy from a very fair and just ruler.
Well, they didn't want to get with the program.
No.
Imagine the ingratitude
of
someone building the world's most advanced linear city next to where you live and you objecting rather than going and living in the air-conditioned comfort.
Oh, well, were they offered a thing or was it just the offer of get out of here?
I imagine that death was always part of the agenda. but you see, the thing is, it is futuristic. And in that sense, it's still like Saudi Arabia.
See, I mean, look, not wanting to get too authoritarian on you at this point, Dom. I do think that, say, our local planning laws could be radically hastened up and made better.
With bone saws.
If we had a sort of, if you object to the next development, we will kill you attitude. Because, you know, there's a housing crisis, not just in Australia, but all around the world. And part of the problem is that, you know, people can object in democracies.
Oh, and they tie it up in red tape.
What about the shadows? What about it blocking my view? What about the fact that I've lived here for the last 60,000 years? Get rid of all that.
Interesting fact, once you've dismembered somebody, the tape you use to seal the body bag is also quite red.
So
just another insight into how the line's going to work. Because it's, I mean, if you look at the video, the renders, it's very futuristic and modern. But obviously the dismembering and all that that's going on is very old-fashioned. That's old Saudi Arabia.
Right.
But
maybe they need to innovate with a sort of Bluetooth hacksaw.
They are going to innovate in the line. This is what it's going to be like, according to Engadget.
The line is expected to be loaded with countless sensors, cameras, and facial recognition technology that, in such a confined space, could push government surveillance to almost unthinkable levels. Now, that would be troubling in any nation, but in a country like Saudi Arabia, where homosexuality is outlawed, LGBTQ people are persecuted, and women hold almost no rights, it's downright terrifying.
So if you think about it, it's actually a 400-meter-wide prison with surveillance cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
And presumably the Saudi government will be able to just shut down any bit of it, a bit like in Judge Dredd. Have you ever seen Judge Dredd where there's...
It's
a horizontal version of Judge Dredd. There'll be no escape. There's be no way out of the skyscraper.
Yeah.
You can't jump out.
Yeah.
It's 400 meters up in the air or whatever it is. So but it's brilliant. It's the future of totalitarian surveillance. So, I mean, Saudi Arabia is known for its kind of old-fashioned approach to things like, you know, beheadings with swords.
Yes.
But they're getting right up. So, I mean, full credit to MBS for modernizing the regime. It's doing a wonderful job at that.
Yeah, so it's high tech authoritarianism.
Yeah.
That's great.
Okay, so but this is a little bit pie in the sky. It's going to take them a long time to build the line. The new project, Charles, is a lot easier to build.
Oh, great.
Let me introduce you to another form of the future.
Introducing the new horizon for Riyadh, a new icon, the Mukab. The world's first immersive, experiential destination.
It's the world's first,
immersive experiential. I thought we had that in Las Vegas.
That was the MSG Sphere.
Yes, MSG.
So that was a giant circle. The macabre is a giant cube. They're building a giant cube in the middle of Riyadh. Let me tell you more about just how exciting it's going to be.
A gateway to another world. Step inside and it's unlike anything you've ever seen. At a scale that's unprecedented. Big enough to hold 20 Empire State Buildings.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
So if you imagine a cube big enough to hold 20 Empire State Buildings, and once again, it's absolutely massive and very hard to get out of.
I love the fact that all these projects are about, you know what we need? We need something which allows you to go to a different place other than the place that you're already in. Like
it's funny, Charles, you say
enter
that.
Enter a different world.
Because this is a key part of the pitch.
Where you and those around you enter a new reality, transporting you to Mars one day and magical worlds the next.
Oh, see, that's good.
Yep.
That's very good.
Because if I were in Riyadh and I couldn't get out of Riyadh, I think the notion of trying to leave the planet entirely would appeal quite a lot. But I don't actually know from this render, because it's just all CGI renders, whether or not they're just projecting screens around kind of like Total Recall or if it's actually meant to be a Mars spaceport. I mean, I think MBS is capable of either form of delusion at this point. But the hilarious thing about the macabre is that it all comes down to retail. Like all this stuff, all these screens, it's not meant to be a feature of a community. It's basically the world's biggest
Westfield.
Cube. Yeah.
It's
basically
Westfield.
A massive Westfield in the desert.
Fuck.
Only unlike Australian shopping centres, they're not putting rainbows in for Mardi Gras or World Pride.
Oh, my God. Poor Frank Lowy. He must be so sad that he didn't think of that first.
Yeah. I mean, he did think of it first, but he didn't think of it best. Mm. Frank Lowy's problem is he envisaged Bondi Junction in Sydney. If you haven't been there, it's basically an entire suburb swallowed by a Westfield.
It's a black label, Westfield.
Yeah, it's a wrap around. Like, basically, Westfield wraps around kind of like a giant symbiotic parasite, basically. What he didn't do was just enclose the entire thing in a giant cube.
Mm.
But the other thing is, Charles, I don't know how familiar you are, but when you go to Mecca, the most sacred site in the whole of Islam is that cube-shaped sanctuary.
Yes.
So it's deliberately the same, like it looks like
the Muslim version of a cathedral.
Yeah, it's the Holy of Holies.
But a shopping centre.
Yeah.
It's sort of the perfect, like, will there be a Mecca? Like literally, you know, the makeup brand Mecca.
I think there'll be a Mecca megastore. This is the Kaaba in Mecca. This is what you're supposed to visit.
Will there be a Virgin megastore?
Quite possibly. What there won't be, because they've just gone break, but also sanity will be not there. So, you're supposed to. So, weirdly enough, it may be hugely sacrilegious of MBS to have done this. So, he may get dismembered with a bone saw before long.
Yeah, well, I hope there's a Bunnings there.
There will be. You're going to have a lot of Bunnings inside this cube. So, this is the future of buildings, Charles.
Yes.
We're getting whatever it is, it's got to be a giant sphere or a giant cube or a giant line. You can't have anything else other than massive geometric. Well, I guess the pyramids came first.
I'm glad all these developers are focusing on the real problems that are facing people, which is our reality is so shit that we don't want more schools, hospitals, roads, dwellings and things.
I mean, that's
the
really big relief for me, Charles, is that all this time and effort and energy could have been put into affordable housing.
Yeah.
But no.
Yeah, no.
No.
Well, but you can escape the reality that you can't afford your home. With screens.
Yes. Yeah. And I like this. I mean, basically, the pitch for the line, and if you haven't seen it, please go and check it out. It's bizarre. Mm. The pitch is that it's going to have 9 million people in it.
Mm.
So if you find that, living in Sydney or something, you can't afford to rent. If that's a horrible reality, go and live in the line, be surveilled by the Saudi government. Mm. You won't be able to escape this one thing that's in the line.
Don't be gay or a woman.
Yes, and that will make even Sydney property prices seem a relatively good bargain. And if, the one thing we can guarantee is that when this finally gets built, I don't know, 2060, 2070, somehow fucking U2 is going to play the opening.
Our gear is from Rode. We are part of the Iconoclast Network. See you next week.
And make sure you book now for our end of year show in the Sphere in Las Vegas. Tickets will go fast, I'm sure. U2's going to perform.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.